Don't worry, Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.
Tim and Jess driving you home with Jack filling in for Tim while he's on his baby leave. And that leave is nearly done, Jack.
It's been done.
4 long weeks. Well, actually, short weeks. Very, very short weeks.
As short as weeks get, that's what we've been dealing with.
And look, Tim will be back on Monday afternoon from 3 o'clock. I didn't realise that he had tasked you with something before he left.
Yeah, so there wasn't much of an exchange, or there wasn't like a kind of ceremonial, I leave, you jump on board. It was just very... this is where you'll sit.
I don't think Tim was really thinking about you so much when he was getting ready for his leave.
Which
he was
shocks me, Jess. Truly
it shocks me considering he named his child after you. But, you know, that's a story for another time.
All he did was give me the lanyard, which I need to get in and out of the building, which is his. He just kept on saying how, like, I'm going to know it's mine because it's got an Apple sticker on it.
Of course.
He said that, like, 4 times. It says his name on it.
Yeah. That's true. Have you kept the Apple sticker on it, though?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
he will be furious.
To be honest, Albie had put that lanyard somewhere for about a week and a half during this 4 week thing. So I was waiting until after 1 o'clock to get to work every day so the lift is open. Anyway, the other thing he said was, oh, by the way, my plants, can you look after my plants? He has these two really pitiful desk plants.
Yeah.
Like,
don't say pitiful. They were both gifts.
From
people, friends of his?
Not friends of mine. So, like, really, like, garden variety, to use a term which is relevant. Very, like, basic. Like, here's a thing which
he's
looks
very
like
proud of those plants, though. And especially because when he was gifted those plants, several new leaves have since grown. So he really feels like a daddy to those plants.
And nature is a beautiful thing, Jess.
Yeah.
All he said was you need to – one of them's like one of those silly ones with the stones in it.
It's just full of water.
You just got to fill the water up. He said, don't even worry about that one. That should stay pretty good. He said, the other one needs a bit of attention. At the end of the week, I give them water and then I put them over the far side of the desks closest to the window so they get some light.
Over the weekend?
Yeah. On the first week of us doing this, I did just that.
Oh, see, I was wondering who moved the plants.
I moved the plants.
That was your job. Okay.
And today, when I went to put my something about the lanyard, I took the lanyard off my neck. And in that moment, I just went, Tim's plants.
Oh, no.
Tim's plants. I looked at them. They looked like crap.
They don't look that bad. Don't get him all scared.
They look shocking. But I gave them a water and I put them back in the sun.
Okay.
Jess, here's something that you haven't considered. Tim did not ask you to look after his plants.
That's where you're wrong, my friend.
What?
I don't know if Tim just didn't trust me enough that he's gone and asked you to look after his plants as well, or whether he asked me after realizing, why am I asking a total stranger to look after my plants? But he's asked both of us, and neither of us remembered to water these things.
Oh, what? So when did he...
He asked me, like, on his last day, when he was about to leave, he was like, hey, by the way, do you mind just making sure that these are looked after and you get them in the sun? And I was like, no worries, buddy.
Yeah.
Sure thing. Completely
and
forgot.
And you completely... So
well, the first week, again, the first week, I topped up the vase.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, well, that water's looking a little low. And then I've completely forgotten about it.
And that was it.
So
we both forgot about it.
Turns out we're the same human and no one should trust us with their plants.
There's a Tim and a Jess on the Tim and Jess show.
Yeah.
And there's two Jesses on the Jack and Jess show.
Never a truer word has been said.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
And Jack, this week's been a long week for parents across the Geelong, Surf Coast and Ballerine with Book Week.
It goes all week.
Yeah, yep. And there'll be different activities on different days. Some schools will only celebrate one day. It's been happening all week long.
Mm. I suppose they're competing with, you know, now they're competing with phones.
Yeah.
Netflix. Yep. They've really got to go
so
hard
true.
Book Week.
Well, this is the thing. A lot of the Book Week characters
have
turned into, you know, like, oh, Elsa from Frozen. We got a Frozen book, so you can go as Elsa this year, right?
Nice.
And this is what I want to talk about on 52232955. Those characters that you've dressed your child up as and gone, hopefully I'll get away with this.
Mm.
Because a friend of mine, a friend of hers rocked up with her kid at Book Week. And she said, what have you dressed her in? And she said, oh, she's the night sky.
Wow, that's creative.
Yeah.
Very creative.
So which my friend was like, you forgot about book week, didn't you? And she's like, yes. I dressed her in all black because, and you know, she's the night sky. She was, if we picked a book out of the shelf, I panicked, I forgot about it. Just go with it, please.
Jess, you know, we're asking people to phone in
yeah.
about the time they phoned it in.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
52232955. I tell you what, even for the best parent to admit, because this is going to take courage to admit.
Yeah.
If, for the best one, the best costume, we'll give you a double pass to the Sporting Globes Comedy Night with Dave O'Neill next Thursday, the 31st of August. We've got one double pass. I'm going to give it to the best costume yes. that has just been plucked out of thin air.
Yeah.
52232955. What's the worst costume you've made your child go to something as? It might not be book week. Maybe it was a costume party. Maybe it was a school like play. Whatever costume you dress them in, the best one will receive a double pass to the Sporting Globes Comedy Night. It's on Thursday the 31st of August. Give us a call.
Looking right forward to this.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
We're asking people to phone in about the time they've phoned it in.
Yeah.
When you've panicked, you've just thrown together a kid's book week costume, or maybe they've been a part of a school play and you've forgotten to make this costume and you've gone, what can we just put you in?
Yep.
Because a friend of mine rocked up to school for book week. Her friend had dressed their child as the night sky.
I don't have a memory of any being, you know, forced to wear something which like mum's kind of hastily thrown together. But they did let me go to primary school, you know, wearing things like the belt hanging down in
sure.
front of my jeans,
yeah.
wearing a chain, very loose fitting pants.
I went to a Star Wars party as an 8-year-old, and my mum dressed me as an alien.
Oh, just to...
I don't think she'd ever seen Star Wars, and neither had I, so yeah. alien felt fitting.
Which one are you from? All of them.
I'm an alien. 52232955, the worst costumes your parents have just had to throw together. The best one will win a double pass to the Sporting Globes Comedy Night with Dave O'Neill this Thursday, next Thursday, the 31st of August. Jack, we've got Jake in Port Arlington. Jake, you and your partner forgot about Book Week this week.
We sure did.
So what did you throw together?
Well, my wife likes to buy clothes for both my boys, which are 18 months apart.
Right.
But they're both the same.
Okay.
So we just dress them up as pretty much thing one and thing two.
Nice. So you treat siblings essentially as twins?
My wife does. I don't like it.
Jake, how many warnings do you think you're getting for book week? You know, like how hard is it to miss book week?
Hard when you don't read.
Yeah, it's true. Yep,
that's true.
All right, true. Jake, well, not bad. Thing one and thing two is a pretty good costume.
That turns book week into just week.
Yeah. Got Olivia from Geelong. Olivia, what did you dress your child as for book week?
Background character.
Yeah. A background character.
Now that needs a little bit more information.
Which, what do you mean?
Just like any background character.
So she went in free dress, and when they asked her what she went as, she goes, "I'm a background character.
She was an extra.
I can be whatever I want to be.
I'm from every book."
Can I just say, Jess, like an extra.
Yeah.
Books don't really have background characters. Like, you don't see somebody just
They just don't have much dialogue, which means you don't see them much in the book.
Yeah, I mean, look,
it's clever. It's very clever, Olivia.
Quick thinking.
All right, well, we've got Soraya from Armstrong Creek. What did you dress your child as last minute for book week?
My son went as a YouTube character. He went as TV Man.
What's TV Man?
What's TV Man?
It's a guy that looks like he has a TV on his head. So at the last minute yesterday, we put a cardboard box and drew a face on it.
I feel like...
And he went in black clothes. So it was really quick.
Is there a book for TV Man?
No, there's not. It's just a YouTube person.
That's true.
Wow. I mean, were there any kind of characters from books that you could have potentially... I mean, do you steer your kid away in those moments where they're like, I know who I want to go to book week as? It's a YouTube character. And you're like, that's not quite it, but nice.
It was kind of one of those pick your battles.
Yeah, totally.
We just went with book week character, let's just keep the character part and go with that.
I really like that from Soraya. That's an interesting... proposition.
I tell you what,
I
think the smartest one of all of those, Jack, I think I'm going to have to give it to Olivia. Olivia, congratulations, mate. A background character in a book. I think that is going to give a lot of parents a great idea for Book Week next year.
Thank you.
That double pass to the Sporting Globes Comedy Night. It's with Dave O'Neill next Thursday, the 31st of August. You can still buy your tickets from the Sporting Globe and online. The doors open from 7 p.m. So stay on the phone, Olivia. We'll get those tickets to you, mate. Congrats.
Thank you.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I'm checking in one last time, Jack.
Yep.
Oh,
it's really upon us.
How has it already been 4 weeks?
I don't know, but
where does the time go?
It's flown past, as if time were different to how we all knew it. Let me finish on that profound,
so philosophical,
profound note. That'll be on my gravestone.
You are carrying a guitar right now. I did notice you pick it up during the Spice Girls.
Jess, the time is upon. I'm going to play my last song.
Yep.
It goes a little something like this. Now, I'm going to play our last song. It's not necessarily a song wrap-up of the week.
Okay.
But it speaks to my experience more broadly.
Sure.
In a very shallow way.
I look forward to it. Please, right. Take it away.
Let's do it.
Yes, it's the end of my last day, which means it's been 4 weeks with you on the airwaves. I can't believe the station believed the lie that I had experienced. I didn't need to cry, but I really wanted it. It's been a crazy ride, my guy. There's been lows and there's been highs. Remember the guy that hadn't heard of the Beatles? I still think about it every night. Guess your dog you can never play again. Household name you can never play again.
I'm definitely taking that one.
This doesn't really suit the vibe of the song, but my lawyer said it was worth mentioning. Thank you, Jess, you are a legend. Thanks to K-Rock and all the listeners. And of course, thanks to Tim for making a baby when he did. Sayonara, see you later. Ciao for now. I'm not crying, it's just wet out. Ciao for now.
Well done, Jack.
Thank you. Oh, and you brought everyone in here.
Oh,
guys.
Stop.
Don't say anything. Don't say a word. It'll make me tear up. Respectfully.
God, it is getting wet in here, isn't it? No, thank you so much, Jack. We've had an absolute ball. You have been an absolute delight and a ray of sunshine over the last couple of weeks. And please come back. Hang out anytime.
Yes. Yeah. I'll try and squeeze you guys in. thank you, Jess. That would be a wonderful, wonderfully emotionless way to end on. But Jess, thank you. You're a legend. You've been very supportive of me and very kind and patient and nurturing. So thank you very much. It's been a hell of a ride.
And for whoever your next co-host may be, all of the mistakes you make weren't my fault. So Tim will be back on Monday afternoon from 3 o'clock. So excited to have him back in the building.
Yep.
I don't know why we're getting so emotional, Jack, because I'm going to see you Sunday anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, we've got the Sunday morning drive, of course, from 8 till 10. So we'll catch you then. Till then, have a great weekend. See ya.
Ciao for now.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.